92 Zoo Hangout Radio 2015. Hi, it's Pablo hanging out with our friends on the John Lennon Educational Tour Bus, hanging with the Dirty Heads. Dustin,
what's
Dirty
up?
Jay, how
what's
are
up?
You guys?
What's up? Good.
Having a good time? I know you were just interviewed by our friends at Gulf Shores High School, came in, yeah. Part of their thing they're doing with the Lennon Bus. That's pretty fun, seeing the kids learn it, right?
Dude, the guy's name was Trent Conquest.
Yeah, how's that? Doesn't he sound like he should be a running back for like the Chargers or something?
He's going to be the new Ron Burgundy. I was like, oh, you want to be a news anchor guy? He's like, yeah. I was like, what's your name? He's like, Trent. And I was like, that's a really good first name. He's like, want to hear my last name? And I was like, sure. And he's like, Conquest. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, you're going to be the new Ron Burgundy.
I think we need to like start that hashtag, trending.
Yes.
Like
Trent Conquest.
Trent Conquest, yeah. Man of action.
That's going to be my alias from now on.
Trent Conquest.
Yeah, Trent Conquest.
Well, it's good to have you guys back. You guys have played Hangout Fest before and back again. How are you enjoying it?
Awesome. And we just got here, so we haven't got much of a chance to go walk around and check things out yet. But we
like I said, when does the fun start?
It's right now. I'm having a blast.
What time do we play? 2:30?
Yeah.
I got time to black out, wake up, cure my hangover, and get on stage.
There you go.
All in an hour and 45 minutes.
Now I have to ask this because I did find this kind of interesting. You guys have done a lot of stuff with Modest Yahoo, mm-hmm. right? Who is renowned for bringing his family on the road with him all the time.
Yeah.
What some of you guys have brought your parents with you to Hangout Fest?
Oh, Dave.
Dave, our bassist,
Yeah, I was hanging out with his parents, chatting. They're people from Southern California.
Yeah.
So sweet.
They're on like an epic road trip right now. They went to New Orleans and stuff. It's rad.
I was hearing lots of war stories from Dave's dad, and I know you guys have tons of them on the road. You're out touring right now. Sound of Change, the most recent album, came out last year. When's the new album come?
We don't have an exact plans yet, but we're going to continue touring throughout the summer. We're going to be all around with Slightly Stupid, and we're going to be touring until about September. And I'd say we might get in the studio, next winter. No set date of when anything will be coming out, but after the summer, I'm sure we'll get in and start writing and start putting some stuff together.
Yeah, between My Sweet Summer and then Sound of Change, they did so well, so when songs do well, like your albums have longevity, and then now we heard that there might be another single that is going to get picked up. So for us, it's like, cool. We always like writing new music and things like that, but it's like if we want to keep touring off this album, and people want to keep hearing new songs, then we're all about it.
I had an artist tell me this once. They said, I have to have time between albums to go and experience life in order to get passionate to write new material.
Oh, yeah.
It's totally
so
true.
Is this
totally
kind of that period for you guys? Or is this still, we're doing the tour and just kind of doing our thing, and then you need to take a break from that to go get kind of psyched up for the new album?
We recorded the album over a year ago, and we've been touring, and we've had time off, and we've been on the road since we recorded it, and the juices are filled back up, definitely. We're all starting to write again. We're all starting to throw ideas out, so it's definitely coming back around to that
cycle. It's that saying, you have your whole entire life to write your first album.
Right.
And then you have 3 months to write your second album. And then you have 3 months to write your third album. You have your whole life of experiences to put into your first album. And then you got to go and blah, blah, blah. But there's so many more experiences now that we've gone through. But yes, you do get to a point to where it's like, we banged out an album a year. All right, what are we going to do? That's why I think that our fans are really cool. We've always, from day one, we've always kind of been that band that's going in and out of genres. We've kept it between, reggae, hip hop, and, some acoustic stuff, but we're always doing weird stuff, and our fans like us for that. So it's cool that we can go and do an acoustic album, make it all folky and mellow and campy, and then come out and do more of like an alternative hip hop album, like Sound of Change. Then maybe we'll go to Jamaica and do a reggae album because we haven't done a purely reggae album yet, So it's cool that we're not just 100% set to one style of music, So for us, that makes it a lot more fun and maybe a little bit easier to always be putting out music.
Absolutely. And you guys, of course, just did a Lennon cover here in the John Lennon Educational Tour Bus. You did Imagine.
Yep.
Why'd y'all pick Imagine?
I think...
I mean, aside from the fact that it's one of the greatest songs ever written.
Yeah, obviously.
Aside from the obvious.
It was like, should we do like some like a weird song maybe that like not a lot of people know about? And they're like, no, let's just do Imagine.
Like the lyrics and just how powerful it is, like how much it, I think everybody has the same exact feeling when the first time you hear that song. You're just like, oh my God. And you're like, this is so true. You know, that song's like life-changing for everybody that's ever heard it, you know? So it's like, I don't know, I just feel like that one was just very fitting for us and the message that we try and portray with our music. It was just fitting. And but it's so, so sketchy and so scary covering Beatles songs. You're just like, what am I doing?
Is that a Wayne and Garth moment for you? You're like, yeah, we're not worthy.
I don't want 100,000%.
You guys want to do a cover of a, you know, Lennon song on the Lennon bus?
We can't live up to him.
No.
But again, we're stoked to be here.
But you know what? We're looking forward to hearing all the sounds you guys do coming up at 2:30. Again, Dustin, Dirty J, thank you guys so much.
Thanks for having us.
Looking forward to seeing you guys play tonight. And of course, you get to hang around a little bit, or do you guys have to hit the road and take off?
No, we're chilling all night. I love that we're done by 3.
Oh, yeah.
There's
so many amazing acts on this festival. It's going to be dope to be done and just be able to walk around and watch them
all. You know how many butts need to be looked at by me and like...
I don't do that. I love my wife.
Oh.
Well, this is going to be a good time. Hope to see you guys partying safely on the grounds coming up later on today.
Guys.
Here at Hangout Fest 2015, it's Pablo live, Hangout Radio 92 Zoo style here on the John Lennon Educational Tour Bus.
Peace. Sweet.
Good?
Woo!
All right.
Thanks, brother.
Dude, thank you so much.
Appreciate it, man.
Good to see you finally. Thank you, man.